Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. I've got the founder of the Patriotic Millionaires, Erica Payne, joining me this afternoon. We're talking about tax and wage policy. What's at stake in today's election? Basically, everything. If you are in the middle class, or frankly, you know, the 95% of us that didn't make out like bandits from Trump's last tax cut. Welcome back, Erica. Thank you so very much. I wanted to ask you to help us sort of work through this. Let's say whether it's tomorrow or in 2 or 3 days, we wake up and Donald Trump has been declared the winner of this presidential election. What do the prospects for a fairer tax code, one that actually works for the middle class, and a fairer minimum wage look like with a second Trump presidency?
It kind of depends on what the division is on the other two houses. Mm. So, I mean, the Democrats, if they choose to use it, if they control at least one house of government, they have a very simple job in front of them if they want to fix this tax code. And that job is to do nothing. Here is the great thing about the Trump tax code.
There was a great thing.
Billionaires. No, there is a great thing. There is a great thing about the Trump tax code, and that is that it expires. And that in order to extend these tax cuts for billionaires, people are going to have to vote on that. And so next year, if Democrats control at least one branch of government, all they have to do is say, we're not playing, we're not negotiating, we're going to go back to the tax code before your tax code. And that'll happen. And that tax code is not great. It's definitely, you know, not all that we want it to be. It is infinitely better than the tax code we are currently living under. And so that's a really wonderful, wonderful sign. I also think, you know, everybody says a nation's budget is a moral document. Our tax code is a moral document. You know, we will have an opportunity to have this fight next year, regardless of who's in the White House, the Senate, and the House. It's time for America to talk about its money problem. And the money problem is that the billionaires are taking all of it out of the pockets of working people. And the tax code can fix that.
It is the only redeeming element of the Trump Tax Cuts for Billionaires Act of 2017 is that those tax cuts expire and we'll go back to a less stinky tax code. Not a good one, but a less stinky one if those tax cuts roll off. Erica, is this really the root of the reason why it is so important, not just for people to vote, but for folks to be looking at those down ballot congressional and Senate races in their states and congressional districts?
Oh, 100%. And let me say, you all have a tax champion in Senator Tammy Baldwin. So there is a loophole in the tax code that is extraordinarily popular with a bunch of rich billionaires who come in, raid companies, sell off the assets, and put a bunch of people out of work. It's called the carried interest loophole. And that gives the preferential capital gains treatment to the people who just manage other people's money. It is the biggest scam in the tax code. And Tammy Baldwin is the lead sponsor on the bill that would get rid of that tax code. If you're looking for a clue about how somebody lives and breathes in this world, look at their views on the tax code. She recognizes how unfair this tax code is. She recognizes some of the specific people who are getting the most benefit out of how grotesquely unfair it is. And she has looked at those specific people and written a bill to withdraw from them that privilege they have that they never should have had.
Yeah, the carried interest loophole. She's looked at
it's stock. Actually, it's also called the billionaire's loophole.
Because it is how they hide huge swaths of their billions, as well as, of course, stock buybacks. I mean, Tammy Baldwin, when it comes to tax policy, you know, having followed her since her days in the Madison Common Council in there as an alder person in the city of Madison to today. She has always had this particular issue front and center for working people. It's one of those things, if I may, Erica, and I'd love to get your impressions about this. It seems to me that increasingly, especially from one party, we tend to see now that their candidates are all extraordinarily wealthy people. You rarely get actual Republican candidates that are from and of the middle class. We've had Ron Johnson. We've got Eric Hovde. We've got Tony Weed. We had Tim Michaels. It's an indication to regular people, if the only folks that are running from you from that party are these extremely privileged, ultra wealthy, meaning net worths of over $50 million. Gee, is this the best we can do? I'm not sure these people are really in tune with what families, working families in Wisconsin need and want.
Well, they're not in tune with it, and they also don't care. I mean, to be perfectly honest, these folks are not looking at a working person going to work, standing on their feet all day long, then taking their kids to school. I mean, we are asking people in this country to do more than we should be asking them to do. People work hard. They want to just lead decent, honest lives. And we need an economy that is structured in such a way that we can support American families. And a minimum wage at $7.25. Look, Donald Trump controlled three branches of government. Okay. That's how he got his tax code, which gave tax cuts to billionaires, passed. You know what he could have done? He could have passed a minimum wage bill. Because let me tell you, Democrats would have voted for basically anything he put on the table. He could have put $10 on the table. He could have put $11 on the table. He could have put something lower than what we needed. But he didn't put anything. He controlled everything. And he decided not to give working people in America a raise. That was his choice.
This is an absolutely essential point, Erica. Donald Trump could have claimed an additional victory and painted himself yet again in some populist garb by saying, I raise the minimum wage. They didn't bother to do that because Donald Trump doesn't want to do that. His billionaire donors and his billionaire buddies, including himself, don't want an increased minimum wage, even though it'd be better for the economy overall, especially in the medium and longer run. It's shocking to me that he doesn't bear a greater amount of accountability for that. People have seemed to forgotten. Just to be very clear, Eric Hovde has supported extending the Donald Trump tax cuts for billionaires and 100 millionaires like Hovde himself. Erica, last thoughts. We have just a little bit under 20 seconds left.
Whoever wins, we're going to get right back at it. Let's build an economy that works for working people.
That starts tomorrow, and that work will not be done anytime soon. Folks, that's Erica Payne, the founder of the Patriotic Millionaires. Keep it locked. More with the Maggie Dawn Show when we come back after these brief messages.